Thank you. That was Gemini by the Cannonball Alley Sextet. Youssef Lateef on flute and tenor. Cannonball's Brother Nat on cornet on Andy 85 KNKX.
And that's Kyle Bainbridge, our School of Jazz guest DJ. He's a baritone sax player, a senior 18-year-old at the Edmonds Woodway High School. Welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here.
Great to have you here, Kyle. Did you grow up in a jazz family? Were they playing John Coltrane records for you as a kid?
No, not really at all. I mean, I listened to a few, like Cousin Mary, that kind of thing, the early Coltrane recordings. But my first sort of main exposure to music was listening to soundtracks, you know, whatever, and Star Wars, Indiana Jones, that kind of thing, as like a little 10-year-old. But not a lot of jazz, though, surprisingly.
Now, it sounds like the soundtracks you're talking about could be an entry into a love of classical music. And you'd say that you are a classical music fan and musician as well, right?
Yeah, totally. Through sort of listening to those soundtracks, I mean, John Williams is super inspired by Wagner, Holst, and as I began to play classical music, I started to see some of the same musical phrases, musical ideas, and that was super interesting to me. When I'm playing classical, I guess I like when I hear like some hip chord progression, I'm that it just amazes me sort of what you're able to do with harmony. And jazz has really taught me to listen more closely for that in music. Like when I'm listening to Debussy or whatever, like I can hear some of the same tonalities as you hear in like Freddie Hubbard or Tom Harrell, any of those really cool modern jazz compositions. And then alternatively on the jazz side, like I find that classical has really taught me, like when I'm playing in band, especially like the Ellington stuff, sort of how to phrase beautifully and how to just really focus on creating something in my music and creating a whole composition.
Tell us about falling in love with the baritone saxophone.
I played tenor in eighth grade. I played lead tenor, and I was really gearing up to be like a lead tenor player throughout high school. But then, lo and behold, my teacher put me on Barry in jazz too, and I was just totally came out of left field. But it's been incredible just getting to listen to the players. I think Barry just has such a great, unique sound compared to the other saxophone.
And two of the world-class baritone saxophone players coming up back-to-back in this next set. We're going to hear Jerry Mulligan, fans. Hang on. But Pepper Adams leads off this next one. Tell us a little bit about what you find intriguing about Pepper Adams' sound.
I just love how Pepper Adams is able to play so fluently and shape this flurry of notes into like this, these beautiful phrases. And just like I strive to be able to play in that way in Barry with just such like fluency and finesse. This is Claudette's Way with Pepper Adams and Frank Foster on 88.5 KNKX.
We'll be right back.
That was Ladies a Tramp with Jerry Mulligan and Bob Brookmeyer on 88.5 KNKX.
You are connected to Evening Jazz with our School of Jazz guest DJ, Kyle Bainbridge. He's an 18-year-old senior playing baritone sax for the most part. He also plays a bunch of other stuff for the Edmonds Woodway High School Jazz Band, a great group under the direction of Jake Bergevin. Kyle was part of the band that played at the KNKX Holiday Jam this last Christmas season. Tell us a little bit about that experience, working with the wonderful LaVon Hardison. How did the prep for that go?
It's always sort of hard getting used to like how the vocalist is going to phrase the tune, what to do there. I think we've been used to it. We do it a lot. We have a lot of vocalists in our band that play frequently, so I think we're kind of used to that experience too.
Something else I mentioned when I was there, you earned the honorable mention for your work on the baritone sax at the Essentially Ellington competition last spring.
Yeah, it was an incredible experience, just being the hub of jazz. Getting to work with Ted Nash in our saxophone section was fantastic. And then winning honorable mention, just like hearing my name called by Wynton Marsalis, just like, whew. So that was incredible.
And you also got to experience some of the center of the jazz world, visiting a couple of clubs. What was that like?
We had planned to go to the Village Vanguard and see the VGIR trio. And then on the way, we also stopped at the Mesro Jazz Club and saw this just incredible trio. And that was just sort of a straight ahead, like Bill Evans style trio. And it's just like, wow. But then we went a few blocks over and we saw VGIR at the Village Vanguard. And it was just sort of this modern conception of jazz trio. So it was just sort of so cool to see that diversity and conception of jazz just like a few blocks away from each other, and get to see the Village Vanguard too, which was where that Cannibal album was played too. And so much of jazz history has been created there.
Kyle Bainbridge, our School of Jazz guest DJ, is playing baritone sax and more with Edmonds Woodway High School Jazz Band. Stan Getz is up next, and we were talking before the show a little bit about how Stan Getz was instrumental, pun intended, in helping you learn how to solo with this piece.
Con Alma is just a notoriously hard tune for jazz players to learn. There's just like a million chords in it, and it's very hard to sort of see the relationship between them. But I have to say, I think Stan Getz really taught me how to play this tune. He is just able to play such a lyrical and beautiful solo, and that is so well connected over these chords. that I was able to listen to this recording and take that in my own conception of the tune. And that really helped me sort of be able to play over this in the way that he does.
Yeah, he makes it sound easy.
Yeah.
Kyle Bainbridge is our School of Jazz guest DJ, and you can find much more info on our School of Jazz at knkx.org.
This is Stan Getz's band with Chick Corea playing Con Alma on 88.5 KNKX. Thank you. That was Angela with Tom Harrell's band, some great sax solos by Joe Lovano and Phil Woods on 88.5 KNKX.
You're connected to Evening Jazz with our School of Jazz guest DJ. Kyle Bainbridge has taken over the 8 o'clock hour. He's an 18-year-old senior playing baritone sax in the jazz band at Edmonds Woodway High School. Now, as far as playing goes with your own sextet and various other groups, you've got a lot of options up in the Edmonds area in the North End, and one of those is a monthly jam session. Tell us about that.
Yeah, there's this really great pizza place right across from our school, basically, and it's called Romeo's. We go there every month, and it's just this great gathering of students of jazz. And everyone can just come in and play like what they've been working on. It's a great sort of opportunity for like older students to associate with younger students to help them sort of learn tunes, to get organized playing in a combo setting. So that's been a great influence on me growing into a leader in my jazz program for the last few years.
Now, I'm sure that there are some days when the jam session doesn't get as many players out as you'd like, and you might find yourself in a combo that doesn't have a piano player or a bass player. I wonder how comfortable you are in unusual settings.
Yeah, it was hard at first. I actually remember there's this one time where there was supposed to be a full band, but there was just a guitar player, sax player, and I was like, where's the band? And they were like, right here. So that was it, and I was able to sit in on a few tunes. We played like a Pen Up House. That was like a totally new experience for me, playing in like such a stripped down jazz setting.
And speaking of stripped down settings, that's what we've got for our listeners next.
Yeah, this is on a great album called Julian with Pepper Adams, George Mraz on bass. It's a duet, and I love the power that he plays in just having a band of him and the bass player. It's marked by some of the characteristics that I talked about before that I love about Pepper Adams, just his just finesseful playing, and I love this recording. This is Lady Luck by Pepper Adams and George Mraz on 88.5 KNKX. Thank you. That was Lady Luck by Pepper Adams and George Mraz on 88.5 KNKX.
Kyle Bainbridge is our School of Jazz guest DJ, baritone sax player himself, working with the high school jazz band at Edmonds Woodway. We got time for one more tune, another Cannonball Adderley with the band live in New York. Tell us about this piece.
Yeah, this is Planet Earth. It's a composition by Youssef Latif, who plays tenor in the band. Again, with Nat on cornet, with Cannonball on alto, Joe Zawinul on piano. This is a great tune. I'm excited to share it with you. This is Planet Earth on 88.5 KNKX.